And I can't even imagine being there. I can't even imagine going to the game, which, first off, we all know. Everyone knows. If you're a season ticket holder, I don't mean to upset you or offend you. Tailgating, going there, the experience, the tradition, the bonding, obviously all very special. Going to a football game, it's not my favorite sporting event to go to. Football's so perfect on TV. You want to watch all the other games. You're focused on your fantasy. You got your bets or whatever. It's just, you want to do it maybe once a year. Maybe. And preferably like a primetime game. But imagine going to that game, the home opener, a lot of optimism. Even though the season, I think most people are, you know, hesitant to get too overly optimistic about what this season could be. But I think there's a lot of Giant fans who are like, you know what, we're under the radar here. Daniel Jones does have some weapons. You know, the Vikings aren't very good. I know here at the station, almost everybody picked them, except Giannotti. Good for him. But being in that building, ready to start this year, after the disaster that was last year, having a little bit of faith, they traded for a pass rusher, just, I don't know, just the Sam Darnold coming into your building. Like, there's just, that's, if you're going to win a game, if this season's going to be anything, you got to win that game. And to have the embarrassing display of offense, which is without question the worst thing to watch and what we've had to deal with this Giant team for forever. So everyone in the building, I mean, is just miserable. They're losing 14-3 at the half, and they're getting booed out of the building. And how could, it's got to be very difficult not to boo. I know it's game one. I know that. But there's, it's not one of 162. It's one of 17. This game is imperative to the Giants' season. And they, in the first half, not much better in the second half, but in the first half, were just inept in every way. And the Vikings were clearly outclassing them. And so the fans rained down boos at the end of the first half and really throughout the game, but they were gone in the fourth quarter by the time to boo them at the end of the game. But how could you blame a fan for spending all the money, investing his entire day, being there for hours and hours and hours to watch that? And so when Dexter Lawrence, who, by the way, played a very solid game, especially early on, but played a very good game, is probably their best player without Saquon Barkley now, and we'll see what Neighbors becomes, and Andrew Thomas is very good, but I would say Sexy Dexy is probably the best Giant player. He's one of the best D tackles in the league. And in many ways, which is unlikely for a guy who doesn't really get a ton of sacks, is kind of the face of the team right now outside of Daniel Jones and maybe Malik Neighbors, but that's just day one. And when he's asked about the booing of the fans, this is what he had to say.
You're on defense, not offense, but there was some fans did not seem very happy at a lot of points in this game. Could you hear that on the sideline?
Could I hear the fans?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they
however many fans there are?
Yeah, booing at home. Yeah, booing your team.
Could I hear them?
Yeah.
Can you get another question, please?
What do you make of that? What do you make of the boys?
I don't respect it, honestly. I get it. They want to see their team win. You know, it's just a rough patch. It just is what it is.
Yeah, I don't respect it. And I know, I mean, I don't think he's saying I don't respect the fans. I'm not saying that. I'm sure that's not what he meant. I just think that we are in a new, I mean, we've talked about it too, trying to connect to these young players. You got to do it differently. Like, it's been a conversation around sports for a while. But it's very simple for Dexter Lawrence. And I think it's very simple for a lot of fans. For a lot of athletes. You root for the Giants. Why would you boo us? I think it's just that simple. You're a Giant fan. We're the Giants. You cheer us. You don't boo us. It's that simple to a lot of these guys. And I think they have a hard time understanding why you would pay your money, why you would go to these games, why you would support the franchise. why you would show up in that building to cheer them on, and then because, oh, you know, because of the little rough patch they're in, that you would rain down booze upon them. And I just think that's, I mean, and specifically, we've heard a lot with the Yankees because of the tenor of the fan base, not having won a championship since 09, and all the, you know, booing of different guys like Hicks and Gallo and everybody, and obviously some booing, not, you know, nearly a lot, but a handful booing Aaron Judge in the playoffs 2 years ago. And the Yankee players and the Yankee, you know, just having, can't understand it. And I think this is, you know, it goes beyond, like, I don't think, because I know Aaron Boone gets a lot of blame for instilling that in the players and instilling the we'll be fine. And, like, even the comment there, like, I don't think Brian Daboll is creating an atmosphere of this is just a rough patch, we'll be fine. But that's what Dexter Lawrence said. Dexter Lawrence, who has been here for a while, drafted by Dave Gettleman, has seen what most, you know, has had the one winning season, but has also been around for losing seasons, knows what happened last year, was experiencing that game, called it a rough patch. Hey, it's just a rough patch. We'll be fine. And I think we're starting to see that a lot of these athletes feel this way. Like, I don't know, long there might be the one here or there, but, I mean, if Dexter Lawrence thinks the Giants are just going through a rough patch right now, like, this is what a lot of these athletes feel today. We'll be fine. It's okay. Hey, it's sports. This is what happens. You win some, you lose some. There's two teams, right? One of us had to lose. And they don't understand why you are just incensed by what we've seen. And I find it fascinating how they struggle with it. Now, can fans take it too far? And apparently they did, according to, I saw Art Stapleton talking about it. I guess there were a group of fans who waited outside the player's exit to, you know, get on Daniel Jones. And I did see a video, I don't know if it was Dove Kleiman I saw put it out there on Twitter and X, that, you know, they're burning Daniel Jones jerseys in the parking lot now. I mean, yeah, do I think that's stupid? Yeah, it's stupid. Why are we burning jerseys? Like, it is just a sport in the end. Like, I'm as mad as you can be about it. I'm as angry as you could possibly be about it. How, what are we, you know, you're burning jerseys, you're going out of your way. Like, it's when it's on the field, right? You want to boo a player on the field, fine. You're going to go, instead of going to your car and going home and doing whatever you can to take your mind off of the game, you are going to wait outside the player exit, hoping to see Daniel Jones and his glorious beard and boo him while he leaves. Like, this is why there is a disconnect between today's athlete and the fan, because they don't understand that. I don't understand that. I understand the booing on the field's up for grabs. In your seat that you paid money for, you could boo, you can cheer, you can hiss, you can clap, you can do whatever you want. You can eat a York peppermint patty and feel like you're going down the slopes. You could do whatever you want to do. But, like, I think it's a bit much, and I'm as down on Daniel Jones as possible. But to be waiting outside the building to get on him, just go home.